Chapter 5. Then Tobiah replied to his father, Tobai, "Everything that you have ordered me, I will do, father. But how shall I be able to obtain the money from him, if he does not know me, and I do not know him? What proof can I show to him that he will recognize me, believe me, and give me the money? And I do not know the roads to Media, or how to go there." Then Tobai answered his son, Tobiah.
"He gave me his bond, and I gave him a bond. I divided them in two. We each took a part, and I put one with the money. Now then, 20 years have passed since I made this deposit. So now, my boy, look for some trustworthy man who will go with you, and we shall pay him up to the time of your return, but obtain that money from him."
Tobiah went out to look for someone who would go with him to Media, someone who was acquainted with the route. He went out and found the angel Raphael standing before him, but he did not know that he was an angel of God. Tobiah said to him, "Where are you from, young man?" He said to him,
"From the Israelites, one of your kinsmen. I've come here looking for work."
Tobiah asked him, "Do you know the route to Media?" He replied,
"Yes, I have been there often. I am acquainted with and know all the roads. I have traveled many times to Media and lodged with our kinsman Gabael, who dwells in Rages in Media. It is a full 2 days' journey from Ecbatana to Rages, for it lies in the mountains, whereas Ecbatana is out on the plateau."
Tobiah said to him, "Wait for me, young man, while I go in and explain to my father, for I need you to go with me, and I shall pay you your wages." He replied,
"All right, I shall wait, but do not take too long."
Tobiah went in and told his father, Tobai, "I have just found a man who is one of our own Israelite kinsmen." He said to him,
"Call the man for me, my boy, so that I may find out what his family is and from which tribe he comes, and whether he is trustworthy enough to go with you."
Then Tobiah went out and summoned him. "Young man, my father calls you to come in." He went in, and Tobiah greeted him first. And the young man said to him,
"May there be much joy for you."
But Tobiah rejoined,
"What joy is there left for me? I'm a man without sight, unable to see the light of heaven. I lie in darkness like the dead who no longer see the light. Though still alive, I am among the dead. I hear the voice of men, but I do not see them."
The young man said to Tobai,
"Take courage. In God's design, the time is near for you to be healed. Take heart."
Then Tobai said to him,
"My son Tobiah desires to go to Media. Can you go with him and take him there? I shall pay your wages, brother."
The young man replied,
"I can go with him. I know all the roads. I have often gone to Media and have passed through all its plains. I know its mountains and all its roads."
Tobai said to him,
"Brother, of what family and from what tribe are you from? Tell me, brother."
The young man answered,
"Why do you need to know my tribe?"
Tobai answered,
"Brother, I only want to know whose son you truly are and what your name is."
And the young man said to him,
"I am Azariah, son of Hananiah the Great, one of your own kinsmen."
Tobai said to him,
"Welcome. Be in good health and safe from harm, brother. Do not be angry with me, brother, for wanting to know the truth about your family. You happen to be a kinsman and are from a good and noble lineage. I knew Hananiah and Nathan, the two sons of Shelemiah the Great. They used to go with me to Jerusalem and worship with me there. They were not led astray. Your kinsmen are good men, and you are of good stock. So may you go rejoicing."
Tobai said to him,
"I shall pay you a drachma a day, plus the same expenses as for my son. If you go with my son, I shall add something extra to your wages."
The young man replied,
"I will go with him. Have no fear." In good health we shall leave, and in good health we shall return, for the road is safe.
Tobai replied,
A blessing be upon you, brother.
Then he called his son and said to him,
My boy, prepare what you need for the journey and set out with your kinsmen. May God who is in heaven bring you both safely there and bring you back to me safe and sound. May his angel accompany you for your safety, my boy.
Before Tobiah went to start off on his journey, he kissed his father and his mother. And Tobai said to him,
Have a safe journey.
But his mother burst into tears and said to Tobai,
Why have you sent my boy away? Is he not the staff of our hands as he goes in and out before us? Do not let my son cling to money, but let it be as rubbish compared to our boy. What the Lord has given us to live on, that is enough for us.
And Tobai said to her,
Do not worry. My son will leave in good health and will return to us in good health. And your own eyes will see him on the day when he returns to you safe and sound. Do not worry, and do not fear for them, my sister. A good angel will go with him. His journey will be successful, and he will come back safe and sound.
At that, she became silent and stopped crying.